program is a paid feature of WVRC Media.
Welcome to the Turn to the Expert Show with Advanced Heating and Cooling, the show that is always keeping you and your home one step ahead. Brought to you by Advanced Heating and Cooling, the area's only factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts and turn to Advanced. Now, the Turn to the Expert Show with your co-hosts Dave Seaman, Josh Heinerman, and WAJR's Kyle Wiggs.
And good morning. It is Turn to the Experts for this Wednesday, sponsored by Advanced. You can reach Advanced at 304-598-9030. And Advanced HVAC and Plumbing sponsoring Turn to the Experts. Our guest this morning, Jared Adrian. He's the service manager with Advanced. And Jared, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're going to cover a lot of issues, including the transition in the fall, specifically the month of October. People are shutting down the air conditioners and firing up the furnaces. So that's a big time for your business, as people have those furnaces serviced. But the first topic is a heat pump. And if people are looking for an upgrade, we're going to talk about the advantages of a heat pump system. First of all, what is it?
So heat pumps are something that a lot of people have, you know, don't have a full understanding of, and they are it's something that in the industry over the last 10 years has probably advanced more mm-hmm. than any other section of equipment that we offer. You know, if you ask people who, you know, like my parents' age about heat pumps, they're going to tell you, well, they're no good under 35 degrees outside. It's not going to work. But as today, I mean, we've got options now that they're going to run it at 100% efficiency down to negative 10 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
They're super efficient. They're quiet, and they are going to save you money in the long run.
Mm-hmm. So how exactly does a heat pump work?
The heat pump system, think of it as an air conditioner, but reversed, okay? Air conditioner takes the warm air from inside, takes the heat, and expels it outside.
Mm-hmm.
The heat pump uses that same refrigeration process, reverses it, pulls the latent heat out of the air outside, uses the refrigerant to take it inside, and expels it inside. So used to be that once it hit that freezing point outside, those heat pumps dropped efficiency greatly, and you would have to use electric backup heat, mm-hmm. which is super expensive to use. It's very expensive, as we all know. Once that electric backup heat kicked in, all efficiency went out the window. It's a one-to-one heat. It's no good. In the last 10 years with the advances that they've made, these heat pump systems are, even the basic models are going down to 25 degree outdoor temperature. They are running the electric heat much less, and the advanced models with modulating systems are running at a lower RPM constantly,
mm-hmm.
which creates the better efficiency out of the system.
Okay, so they're more efficient. They just simply work better. And again, these are advances in the last 10 years, and obviously you're a Carrier dealer. So kind of what separates the Carrier product?
So Carrier has what is known as the let me restart there. Entry-level Carrier mm-hmm. heat pumps. Same efficiency as everything else that's on the market. As we go up in efficiencies and levels, we have what's called our Infinity line. Our Infinity line is the top-of-the-line product that Carrier sells.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my belief that it's the top of line product that anybody sells, specifically in the heat pump realm.
Mm-hmm.
They have what is called their green speed advantage. Okay. This is where it uses the heat from the compressor to help heat up the refrigerant as well as the normal refrigeration process that's going with it. So it's utilizing every aspect of heat that it can get out of that system, And those are the ones that will go down to – it will be 100% efficiency at 0 to negative 10 degrees outside.
Okay, the green speed. Did I say that right? The green speed line of Carrier heat pumps. And who would benefit from this? If you're in Monongahela County or one of the surrounding counties, Preston County, we reached that area, obviously, into Pennsylvania and Maryland. Who would benefit from an upgrade to – perhaps maybe even a green speed Carrier level heat pump?
So one of our biggest clients right now, as far as changing from a non-heat pump system to a heat pump system, is what I like to call our alternative fuel customers. Okay, your fuel oil heating, your propane heating, even people that have just straight electric heat in their house, because they're still out there with those. Especially with the fuel oil, mm-hmm. with fuel oil prices being what they are right now, if you are sitting with a fuel oil furnace and you only have an air conditioner on top of it, if you switch to a heat pump, that heat pump will pay for itself within 5 years.
Wow.
With the fuel oil prices the way they are right now.
Wow, that's a bold statement. So, again, give Carrier a call, 598-9030. The fuel oil systems, plus this burns cleaner, right? You don't have to worry about burning the fuel oil. You don't have to worry about storing the fuel oil. I mean, there's many advantages there.
Oh, absolutely. No, these systems are, you set them up, you find a temperature that's comfortable for you, and you forget it. Even if the outdoor temperature drops and that heat pump starts to struggle, you know, say we get down to 15 degrees, mm-hmm. and it starts to struggle a little bit, it's going to automatically switch over to your fuel oil so that you don't even have to think about it. There's no buttons you have to change. You just know that it's going to take care of you. But in this area, we don't have many days that are below, say 25 degrees.
Yeah.
We'll have those stints every so often that it is extended cold like that. But typically, I would say 85 to 90% of the year, that heat pump's going to be running instead of the fuel oil, mm-hmm. or the propane. I mean, propane's not as expensive as fuel oil, and they do have higher efficiency furnaces that run with propane, but there's just in that 32 degrees and above, 25 degrees and above range, the heat pump's going to be way more cost effective.
We are with Jared Adrian, service manager for Advanced HVAC and Plumbing, talking heat pumps, and you can reach Advanced at 598-9030. I'm interested to know kind of the percentages of the people who have electric heat compared to natural gas sources, compared to fuel oil. Fuel oil, I've never had to deal with fuel oil, fortunately, but there's a lot of people out there, Maryland in particular, and Preston County, right? There's still many, many people that rely on those fuel oil systems.
So in Monongahela County, I would say we're about 50-50 whether we are electric or natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
If where the home is located, there's natural gas infrastructure, they're going to have a furnace with that, either a furnace or a boiler. It's just in the past, it's been the better heat. It's the more comfortable heat.
Mm-hmm.
In the newer residential areas of town, the Cheat Lakes, the kind of moving out Grafton Road, any of those new neighborhoods, most of those neighborhoods are electric, 100% electric houses.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being the cost of installing the natural gas
infrastructure
is a little bit prohibitive. So with the way heat pumps are now, it's easier just to pull some wire out there, make it all electric, and make it happen.
But again, the fuel oil still significant percentage in surrounding areas.
Absolutely. Preston County is where we see a lot of the fuel oil that we work on. Deep Creek, Oakland area is heavy, heavy fuel oil.
Okay.
That's something that when we moved into that area, that was a whole new ballgame for us when we went there.
Had to learn how to deal with that.
Absolutely.
Another thing I'm curious about is, you know, you talk about the heat pumps and this technology advancing and getting better and more efficient the last 10 years or so. How do you and your crew? How do you keep up with that? What's your continued education on how these things work and how to make them work the most efficient?
Absolutely. So Carrier, through Carrier themselves and through their distributor distributors that we use, they have yearly trainings. I mean, it basically goes quarterly, but every fall they have a new training for all their heat pump lines, all of their gas furnace lines that are coming out. And there's changes right now that are happening every year. We're getting new products every year. So all of my technicians go to at least one of their factory trainings a year. We also have continued online training that we do. And we Carrier just opened up actually a new facility in Indianapolis where they're headquartered, to where dealers like us can send employees, or mm-hmm. we can go ourselves, tour the factory, do all that, and then they have hands on learning experiences. Mm. They have the equipment all torn down. You go through everything. You can see it all, see how it all works. They show you what's new with everything, and really, really do a good job of going in depth with that stuff.
So it's a process, training for you and your technicians.
Absolutely.
And keeping up with what's on the cutting edge.
It's a full-time process is what that is. There are a lot of things to learn every year, and we do our best to keep up with it, because we want to give the best we can to our customers.
It all pays off for the customers in terms of the technicians coming to your home and kind of taking a look and giving you some ideas as to what may be best for your dwelling, for your home. And you can reach Jared, service manager with Advanced HVAC and Plumbing. Give him a call, 598-9030. How's the process start? Well, first of all, let's go back to the basics. If someone is flipping that switch on the furnace for the first time, one of the things they probably should do is have someone come out and inspect their system, right?
Absolutely.
Whether it's a Carrier or not, whether it's an Advanced product or not, any system, anywhere, you guys will come out and take a look at it.
Absolutely. We will be there. Give us a shout right now. We are scheduling our fall maintenances. We're calling all of our customers that we have, sending out text messages, reminders that, hey, give us a shout. It's time to get us on the schedule. We are booking for October all the way into November and December, a little bit of December. Just works for whatever mm-hmm. works for the customer best. So we are getting into that season, but first thing I would do is check your filter.
Yes.
At the change of the season, every year, check your filter.
Check that filter. If it hadn't been changed all summer, change it. That's the basic thing, is to check that filter. One more thing before we take a break. If we give Advance the call, 598-9030, and a technician comes out to service our heating system for the winter, what is that technician looking for?
Technician is looking for a lot of things. Mainly what we are looking for is dirt, debris, signs of rust, checking your gas pressures, making sure that it is running as efficiently as it can, making sure that you aren't getting a little too hot of air, the system isn't overheating, making sure that all the electrical stuff, components are working properly, all the wires are tight, cleaning out your condensate. If you have a high-efficiency furnace, they do create condensation like an air conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
Those drains do get backed up, and they do cause a lot of issues. On that note, if you do fire up your furnace this year, and the first time you fire it up, it does not run properly, turn it off, turn it back on, and give it a shot again. Because over the summer, those traps and those furnaces dry up.
Mm-hmm.
If those traps dry up, some of the internal components don't work properly, but after that initial fire up, it should come back on after a reset of power.
Okay. Is it a good idea to, the first time you fire it up, maybe do it during the day when it's a little bit warmer, open those windows and kind of let, there's probably a lot of dust and a lot of things that have settled in those ducts all summer long. So it may smell a little bit, little musty, or maybe like it's burning, just kind of just kind of let all that flow out.
Absolutely. So, yeah, the first time you're going to fire it up every year, obviously that furnace, the blower motor in that furnace also runs for the air conditioning. So it's been running all year. The dust that comes through that system that, I mean, unless you have the world's best filter, there's going to be a little bit of dust that comes through. It gets settled on that heat exchanger and that fires up. You're going to smell a little bit of a burning smell sometimes. Don't panic. It's okay. Unless you see smoke, there's no fire.
All right. Yeah. Just open up the windows and maybe the doors and kind of let that dust burn off. We are with the director, service manager, Jared Adrian for Advanced HVAC and Plumbing. We're going to take a quick break and spend a moment or two on the ducts in your home. That's to come. Stay with us. You're listening to Turn to the Experts. It is Turn to the Experts for this Wednesday on WAJR. You can reach Advanced HVAC and Plumbing at 598-9030. Give them a call. They'll come out and inspect your heating system before you fire it up for the winter. And Jared Adrian, service manager, is with us. Another thing that folks may consider is those ducts. We talked about the dust on the heating coil that has settled since April or whenever you last had your furnace on. That's going to burn off, but probably more importantly is what's in those ducts themselves, and you fire that furnace up and whatever's in there is going to blow through your house. So you've got a special, as a matter of fact, for the next couple of days on getting your ducts in your home clean. That's ducts, D-U-C-T, not D-U-C-K, not ducts that quack.
We're not bathing any ducts.
Yeah, this is your duct system in your home. Tell us about the special and what all that entails.
Absolutely. So for the month of September, we're running a duct cleaning special. Okay. So basically, if we come out and give you a quote for duct cleaning and you get sign off on it, you get an additional $150 off in the month of September. That'll run through Friday this month, Friday. So give us a call if you have any questions at all. Anything at all. We'll come out, take a look, free estimate, and we'll take a look at everything.
It's pretty comprehensive, right? You can allow people to see what's in there.
Oh, absolutely. Every technician that we have has a camera, that a little pin camera that they can stick up in the ducts and show you what's going on, even if they have any concerns, if you have any concerns. They'll stick them down in there, let you take a look and see what you think. And
see what you're breathing.
You can make the decision from there.
All right, so what do you see? Like, what are the things that you see?
Well, a lot of houses, it's just dust from over time, especially older houses. These houses have been, 50, 30, 40, 50 years old. We know that not everybody who has probably lived in that house, as there's probably been multiple, is very good about changing the filter, is very good about doing maintenance, all that kind of good stuff. And it does build up over time. If you're in a house with kids that have floor registers for the supply returns, we see a lot of Cheerios and stuff. A lot of toys. We had one customer one time call in and say, "Hey, I got bad airflow in one of my rooms." We go out and we figured out that their little son had figured out that he could hide all his toys down in the air vent and put the cover back on, and nobody would know they were down there. So we find all kinds of stuff in ductwork, but
pet hair.
Pet hair is a big one. Pet hair. You wouldn't believe. I have three dogs at my house, three long-haired dogs, and I have to change my filter that is supposed to be a six-month filter every 2 to 3 months. And it just depends on a lot of other factors to that. But that's all stuff that this duct cleaning will take care of. We do take before and after pictures so that you can see what was done and see the value in what we did and make sure that you are comfortable with everything that you did investing with us in our duct cleaning.
Okay, we got about 2 minutes left. How does the process work?
Okay, so I'll make it quick. Basically, we come in, we have a giant shop vac. which is layman's terms.
Yeah.
We hook that up to your duct work on both sides, return and supply, individually. It starts pulling back on the duct work. And then we send basically a air hose down each duct run, supply and return, and it has little fingers on it that go and flutter around inside that duct work and just knock all the dust and everything out. And it's also blowing down as it goes. And it pushes everything down into the main trunk line, and then the big shop vac that's hooked up
sucks it all back in.
Now, we're not talking about a shop vac you get from Lowe's.
Yeah,
we're talking this thing moves some air. And then we do that individually, and then your main return, fingers go down through there, knock all that out, and then we also offer an optional upgrade to a sanitization for the ductwork. It's basically just
a cleaner,
yes. Yeah. A cleaner that gets put in there, and it smells nice and cleans everything up and sanitizes and does all that good stuff.
All right. Well, if you've heard anything that you might be interested in, servicing of your heating system, getting your ducts clean, or if you want to upgrade to one of the Carrier heat pumps, we covered a lot of territory today, give them a call at Advanced 598-9030. That's Advanced HVAC and Plumbing. And our guest this morning has been Jared Adrian, the service manager. Thanks for your time. Great information. And we'll talk again.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
That is Advanced at 598-9030. That's the number to reach Advanced HVAC and Plumbing. We didn't even talk about the plumbing services offered. That's for another show. But give them a call at Advanced. They'll help you out. Thanks for listening to Turn to the Experts for this Wednesday on WAJR.